You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has proposed a new anti-corruption commission after strong pressure from the crossbench. But the opposition says the commission's capabilities, as described, would be too limited. Attorney General Christian Porter says the Commonwealth Integrity Commission would have two divisions, focusing on law enforcement agencies and the public sector. The latter division would include senior public servants as well as politicians, but the commission would not hold public hearings into allegations of corruption against politicians. Mr. Porter says both divisions would investigate allegations of criminal corruption.
This body is one of referral from existing multi-agency approaches. It is not a body that will conduct public hearings, and it will not write reports. It is an investigative body with serious investigative tools, is well-resourced, specialised, and the peak body for building briefs against people who have acted corruptly.
Labor had previously announced it would establish a federal anti-corruption commission, but the two parties' proposals differ in several ways. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the coalition's idea is woefully inadequate. He has singled out Prime Minister Scott Morrison for criticism.
Mr. Morrison's proposal is not a fair dinkum anti-corruption commission. It is too limited in scope, too limited in power, and it has no transparency. I also think that Mr. Morrison should explain to the Australian people why he wants to set up a National Anti-Corruption Commission, which curiously exempts himself and the current government from any scrutiny by the new Anti-Corruption Commission.
The trade union movement says the proposed model is critically deficient and would not address corruption. Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus says it is concerning that Mr. Morrison has proposed a body lacking what she calls the crucial elements and powers of effective anti-corruption commissions around the country. But Mr. Morrison has defended the model and specifically the fact it would not conduct public hearings. Labor's model would allow for public hearings when cases were judged to be in the public interest. The Prime Minister argues public hearings have sometimes produced more harm than good.
I have no interest in establishing kangaroo courts that, frankly, have been used, sadly, too often for the pursuit of political, commercial or bureaucratic agendas in the public space. I think those exercises have sought to undermine public confidence, not improve it.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.